Picture a sunny afternoon at a family cottage, children shrieking with delight during a water gun fight. Then suddenly, silence. Your toddler has vanished. In those frantic moments of searching, haunted by unbearable visions, your body betrays you, heart hammering, thoughts spiraling, hands trembling. This visceral experience reveals something profound about pressure. It's not just mental anguish, but a full-body takeover that robs us of the very clarity we desperately need. This paradox lies at the heart of our relationship with pressure. Whether you're an Olympic athlete stepping onto the world stage, a parent navigating a health crisis, or an executive facing a make-or-break presentation, pressure follows predictable patterns. The question isn't whether you'll face it, you will, but whether it will crush you or transform you into something stronger. Pressure isn't the same as stress or fear. You can feel stressed watching your favorite team play, but you only feel pressure when you're on the field with the power to change the outcome. Three factors create pressure: importance, uncertainty, and volume. Importance forms the foundation. If something doesn't matter to you, it generates zero pressure. What counts isn't objective importance, but personal significance. Even mundane work creates crushing pressure if keeping your job means everything to you. Uncertainty acts as a multiplier. Consider Michelle Sagal's experience when her company was acquired and management announced that only 8 of 13 regulatory staff would keep their positions. Suddenly, she was competing directly with her counterpart, unable to focus as she contemplated potential relocation and family upheaval. Volume transforms manageable pressure into relentless siege. Working with the Canadian Paralympic Committee revealed executives tracking 189 different metrics simultaneously, a staggering number of important, uncertain things demanding attention. Over 90% of workshop participants identify volume or lack of time as their primary pressure source. Pressure isn't external, but internal. Two people in identical situations react completely differently. Dr. Penny Werthner's biofeedback research reveals pressure is simultaneously psychological and physical, not merely mental. When pressure hits, your sympathetic nervous system floods your body with adrenaline and cortisol. Your heart races, digestion shuts down, sweat increases, and blood retreats from extremities. Neurofeedback reveals the brain's chaos, surging high beta waves, 22 to 38 hertz, the same overactive state preventing sleep. This creates a vicious cycle where perceiving importance triggers physiological changes, which further activate the brain, leading to overthinking and mistakes. Pressure also narrows focus dramatically. Studies show 84% of police officers in shootings reported diminished sound, and 79% experienced tunnel vision. You lose access to your own skills, like forgetting basic information during interviews, only to remember instantly afterward. Chronic pressure damages health through continuously activated fight-or-flight responses that elevate cortisol, increasing cholesterol, blood sugar, and blood pressure. These counterproductive responses persist because evolution optimized us for physical survival, not creativity or empathy, skills crucial for modern pressure situations. Pressure appears in two forms: peak moments with clear boundaries, like championship games, and sustained challenges stretching across months or years. Jeremiah Brown's Olympic journey exemplifies sustained pressure. After watching Canada win rowing gold, he committed to making the team despite never having touched an oar. He balanced banking with brutal 4:30 a.m. training, crazy glued his blistered hands, and faced fierce internal competition for limited boat seats. In the Olympic final, Brown experienced peak pressure, fatigue, sweaty palms, elevated heart rate. 6 boats lined up for 6 final minutes. At 500 meters, they were third, but with the final 30 strokes, they overtook Britain to secure silver. Instantly, pressure vanished, replaced by ecstasy or disappointment. The skills needed for these pressure types differ dramatically. Some excel at sustained performance but crumble in crises. Others shine under immediate pressure but struggle with consistency. People who master both become pressure ambidextrous and unstoppable. The fundamental skill bridging both is creating space between trigger and response, recognizing the moment where observation and choice happen. Under pressure, we lose this space as the primitive brain seizes control. What distinguishes humans is our ability to observe ourselves, to notice I'm feeling angry rather than simply being angry and reacting. Stress and meaning are inseparable. We don't stress about things we don't care about. When facing sustained pressure, meaning becomes your most vital ally. As Jeremiah Brown reflected about his Olympic journey, at the end, what you are left with is the answer to, why are you doing this? And is that purpose strong enough to take you through inordinate amounts of discomfort and anxiety? Rick Hansen's Man in Motion World Tour exemplifies this. After becoming paralyzed at 15, he wheeled 24,000 miles across 34 countries, raising $36 million despite sleeplessness and despair. Three sources provide meaning: growth, believing pressure helps you improve; contribution, feeling you're helping others; and connection, growing closer through shared struggle. 2 weeks before the 1994 Lillehammer Olympics, world champion Johan Olav Koss found himself crying in a hotel stairwell, having allowed the stakes to expand from a speed skating competition into a referendum on his entire worth. The first tool for managing importance is asking what's not at stake: family love, friendships, health, financial security. Olympic gold medalist Rosie McLennan calls these anchors. The people who really matter in your life are going to be there regardless. Most high-pressure situations involve financial or reputational stakes, not life-and-death consequences. Research shows people experience more stress from uncertain outcomes than guaranteed negative ones. Participants felt less anxious knowing they'd definitely receive a shock than facing mere possibility. Ancient Stoic philosophy offers the dichotomy of control, separating what you can control from what you cannot. Between complete control, your thoughts, and no control, others' actions, lies the uncertainty zone, where outcomes depend partly on you and external factors. Olympic beach volleyball player Martin Rieder faced immense pressure qualifying for the 2012 London Games. In the decisive moment, he focused solely on his serve, the one thing completely within his control. After months targeting the Mexican team's weakness, he delivered a perfectly executed serve, securing their Olympic berth. When under pressure, ask yourself, what's your serve? Elite performers use routines to manage unpredictability. Dr. Petrosoniak's trauma team scripts the first 5 minutes before patients arrive. Breathing offers a uniquely powerful beachhead of control. Breathe low and slow, about 6 breaths per minute through your diaphragm. Yet trying to control uncertainty long-term backfires. After becoming CMO at Mars, Luc Mongeau's career imploded. As CEO of Weston Foods, his reorganization collided with a massive price-fixing scandal. As customers canceled millions in orders, Buddhist principles reminded him to accept the unknowable future while maintaining faith. James Stockdale survived 7 years as a POW through unwavering faith in eventual resolution. The Stockdale paradox reveals optimists who set specific release deadlines didn't survive. True resilience means believing you'll prevail while accepting the journey will be difficult. Phil Wilkins seized while driving after enduring exhausting travel and 20-hour workdays, forcing him to prioritize rest by leaving his computer at work and targeting 7 hours nightly. After 17 hours awake, your cognitive performance matches being legally drunk. Yet we praise sleep deprivation while condemning working intoxicated. During sleep, cerebrospinal fluid flushes toxins like amyloid beta, linked to Alzheimer's, from between brain cells, requiring neurons to shrink up to 60% to create flow space. Aim for 7 to 8 hours. Maintain consistent sleep-wake times, keep your bedroom dark and cool, and eliminate screens before bed. Food and water are your only inputs into a closed system producing countless outputs. Depleted glucose makes you impulsive, punitive, and aggressive. Balance carbohydrates and protein at every meal, choosing low glycemic index carbs for sustained energy. Exercise delivers immediate benefits under pressure, reducing anxiety and improving mood. Just 15 minutes of running or an hour of brisk walking daily provides these advantages. These aren't luxuries, they're fundamental requirements for handling sustained pressure. Even independent people need support under extreme pressure. But poorly constructed networks can create stress through pity parties or emotional burdens. Social support is one of the strongest predictors of resilience and health. Studies of Vietnam veterans showed homecoming support was the most significant predictor of PTSD symptoms, superseding combat exposure, childhood, and civilian traumas. Support's impact on life expectancy rivals obesity or smoking. To harness support's value, follow three principles. Keep your network tight, recruit from inside the arena, and set clear terms of engagement. Theodore Roosevelt's Man in the Arena speech celebrates those daring greatly rather than critics on the sidelines. Effective networks rely on people shoulder to shoulder in the struggle. When facing cancer, greatest support comes from fellow patients who knew exactly what I was going through. The most effective relationships have clear boundaries. Olympic swimmer Martha McCabe told her family, "Don't call me, I will call you." This wasn't rudeness, but recognition that truly supportive relationships must serve the performer's needs, not the support system's emotional needs. Pressure gets an unfair reputation. It's impossible to remain calm during highly important, uncertain situations. While your body will activate, this energy surge, when properly harnessed, can be better than calmness. Pressure sets world records, fuels bravery, and unlocks hidden strengths. Rather than seeking to eliminate pressure, learn to tap into it as power. Diamonds aren't created in comfort, they're forged under pressure.